This particularly rare and elegant white-glazed Meiping, or plum blossom vase, dates to the Yongle period, that's 1403 to 1425. That potters could achieve such technical brilliance in perfectly balanced potting and clear luminescent glaze 600 years ago, and for it to have survived in perfect condition, is astounding. Such was the Yongle Emperor's admiration of white porcelain that excavations at the site of the imperial kilns at Jingdezhen suggest that more than 90% of the porcelains made there during his reign appear to have been whitewares. It was during this reign that the famous Tianbai, or sweet white glaze, seen on the current vase was developed, an effect caused by a reduction of calcium carbonate in the glaze composition, and which has been admired ever since by connoisseurs for its soft, jade-like appearance, which so perfectly complements the skillful potting in the pure white porcelain body so characteristic of this period. The current vase is subtly enhanced with anhua, or secret decoration, which is invisible from a distance, but was intended to be appreciated only by those fortunate enough to examine the piece at close quarters. As such, what at first seems to be a beautifully curved but plain baluster vase reveals itself to bear a lush, scrolling stem of four glorious peonies and tiny buds, between a separate border of curling leaf scroll at the foot, and a collar of barbed pendants, commonly termed a cloud collar, each enclosing small lotus flowers. Indeed, it has been noted by several scholars that these early 15th century white porcelains often have particularly beautiful shapes, because the eye of the viewer is drawn first to their form rather than any decoration. The Yongle Emperor's desire for white porcelain was undoubtedly due in part to his enthusiasm for Tibetan Buddhism, in which only white vessels were symbolically pure enough for use in rituals. However, there is also an anecdote that when the emperor was still a prince, his counselor, Yao Guangxiao, suggested that he put a white hat upon his rank, a subtle reference to the Chinese character for emperor, Huang, which is composed of the character for white, Bai, above the character for prince, Wang. This was an audacious suggestion, since he was not the heir apparent. And indeed, the ambitious prince eventually usurped the throne. Ultimately, his appreciation for pure white porcelain is documented by a rejection of jade bowls sent to him as tribute from the Islamic West in 1406, in which he commanded, "The Chinese porcelain I use every day is pure and translucent. It pleases me greatly. There is no need to use jade bowls." Few examples of Yongle's white porcelain survive today, and this Meiping from the Ping Wai Tai Foundation has already been recognized by many as a superlative treasure.